Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting second. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting third. The right fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Averill. Batting eighth. The third baseman, George Strickland. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dick Williams. Batting second. The first baseman, Bob Hale. Batting third. The right fielder, Tito Francona. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Willie Miranda. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill White. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Bill White. And now, play ball. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. White fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woodling moves to second. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Woodling scores. Mealy moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hale fields the ball and throws to White covering. Safe. Mealy scores. Wertz moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel bunts towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. Wertz moves to third. Busby moves to second. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill takes first base on ball four. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Strickland fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Averill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. White fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hale scoops it up and throws to first, with White covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Busby hits a fly ball into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-0 in the game. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-1 in the game. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey throws to second for one, and Gardner throws to first, and Hale drops the ball. Strickland moves to second. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Strickland moves to third. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-2 in the game. Avila is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mealy. Francona reaches second base with a double. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-1 in the game. Niemann hits a pop-up towards first. Wirtz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-1 in the game. Triandos hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wirtz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hale juggles the ball. That's an error on Hale. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mealy hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gardner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woodling. Gardner reaches second base with a double. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 0-for-1 in the game. Miranda hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Frazier pinch hits for Bill White. Joe Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gardner moves to third. Joe Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Zivarink now pitching. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-2 in the game. Strickland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wynn bunts towards the mound. Zivarink fields it and throws to first for the out. Strickland moves to second. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-3 in the game. Avila bunts towards the mound. Zivarink fields it and throws to first for the out. Strickland moves to third. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Woodling hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Strickland fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Francona hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mealy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Wirtz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mealy moves to third. Preston Ward pinch runs for Vic Wirtz. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Busby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mealy scores. Ward moves to second. It's 5-0, Indians. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel bunts towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. Ward moves to third. Busby moves to second. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ward scores. Busby scores. It's 7-0, Indians. Jim Hegan pinch runs for Earl Averill. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Strickland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hegan moves to second. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hegan scores. Strickland moves to third. It's 8-0, Indians. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-3 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Hegan now catching. Preston Ward now playing first base. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-2 in the game. Niemann hits a pop-up towards first. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-2 in the game. Triandos hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tex Nelson now playing right field. Jim Pyburn now playing center field. Johnny Schmitz now pitching. Tom Gastel now catching. Dick Williams now Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Woodling takes first base on ball 4. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Mealy strikes out. 1 out. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Nelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Busby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woodling moves to second. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carrasquel for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gardner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 0-for-2 in the game. Miranda hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tom Gastel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gastel hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Williams hits a line drive towards short. Carrasquel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a pop-up towards short. Miranda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Strickland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Wynn bunts towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. Strickland moves to second. 2 outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-4 in the game. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Woodling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tex Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pyburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pyburn strikes out. 2 outs. Hoot Evers pinch hits for Johnny Schmitz. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Baltimore Orioles, 0. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.